After $3.5 million spent, the net change in Wisconsin's presidential election is just 131 votes in Trump's favor. Dane County, which is home to Madison and the University of Wisconsin, was the last county to finish recounting the presidential ballots on Saturday night, 2 days ahead of schedule. Wisconsin Election Commission Chair Mark Thompson says he's proud the recount totals are so close to the original tallies.
That is accuracy, and that's what we offer in Wisconsin: fair, efficient, and honest elections, and that we don't count illegal votes, much less millions of illegal votes.
Dane and 48 other counties hand-counted their ballots. However, Dane was the only major metropolitan county to go with the hand count. Green Bay's Brown County, Milwaukee County, and the Milwaukee suburbs all opted to use machines. Co-chair of the Green Party, Michael White, says those counties let voters down.
So we got a recount. Now, we did not get a full hand recount, which is considered the gold standard. The refusal of the largest and some of the most important counties in the state to conduct a hand recount, we would argue, undermines the ability to get an accurate recount. So Milwaukee County, which is the largest and most socioeconomically, racially, and ethnically diverse county, declined a hand recount.
Wisconsin's voting machines were at the center of the recount controversy, with concerns over potential threats from hacking and computer viruses. In the town of Marionette, one machine miscounted votes due to a tabulation error. Officials say the machine had trouble identifying the ink on ballots due to old age. According to Thompson, the recount uncovered no evidence of manipulation of the voting machines.
We found no evidence of any hack in terms of our computer infrastructure system. There was no evidence that the numbers reported had anything to do with a hack of our technology. The broader question is, who knows whether the false facts had a difference in outcome, but that's beyond the scope of the commission.
Election Commissioner Don Millis says the Stein campaign was able to demonstrate potential threats in theory, but no evidence of real-life tampering was found.
It was an exercise that showed how well Wisconsin elections run. It really didn't have to happen. My personal view is that this is really a part of a scam pack that allowed Jill Stein and the Green Party to raise more money at the expense of our volunteers and clerks at the local and county level.
Thompson disagreed with the scam characterization, saying the recount was conducted according to the law and allowed for an opportunity to check the integrity of the state's voting system.
The fact that we did a recount gave us a complete audit of our complete state system to identify where the weaknesses are. You know, a basic requirement is if you're going to vote on election day, you are assuming that your valid legal vote is counted. This recount made it happen.
The problems discovered were due to human error, such as voters mismarking their ballots or poll workers misentering data. In the end, Thompson called upon the state assembly and governor to properly fund the Elections Commission in order to ensure the validity of Wisconsin's elections in the future. States have until a federal deadline of Tuesday to resolve any controversies with their election results. Alejandro Alonso Galva, FSRN, Madison.